Oh, look, I think for us it's a bit of wait and see. Elders are looking at hanging on to the short-haul live export trade and certainly have made it really clear they're going to stay a part of the live export trade, which is really important for Australia. But the long-haul exports to China, which we don't do through Townsville yet, are what they're looking at stopping from now. And I guess we're going to see them divesting as part of a strategy. They've made it clear they're going to be divesting the short-haul part of the business to some of the specialist operators that exist out there in the market.
How important is Elders in the Port of Townsville's overall economic outlook?
Oh, the whole live cattle trade is very important to our future, of course, and we've seen that pick back up and become the second largest operation in the country over the last few years, which is really good for the producers and also for all of the industries that survive around it. So Elders themselves are about just under 20% of the live export trade through Townsville, and they're one of six operators that we've seen in the last year exporting cattle. So we're going to see them staying in the market to Indonesia and Malaysia and Vietnam, which we've seen sort of emerging markets in Vietnam in the last year, and they're going to be looking at selling to some of the existing specialist operators.
You mentioned that there are no cattle being exported from North Queensland to China yet. Does that proposition become any less likely in light of the difficulties that Elders have clearly had maintaining the viability of that long-haul destination?
I don't think we'll see it challenging the long-term outlook for China. The health protocols are pretty clear, and Elders have certainly made it clear that that's something they see specialist operators getting involved in and that their focus should be elsewhere. They play an important role in facilitating the exports, and they still will, but yeah, I certainly don't think that's going to change the opportunity that presents itself in China. The demand there is very strong, and it's about sticking with it until those protocols are relaxed and put in place properly.
The Port of Townsville has been very proud of its record in the cattle export market. You're coming off two successive record years. Is this the first real sign that maybe the shine is starting to come off?
Well, look, I think live export, like any commodity, they go through cycles. You've got prices to contend with, weather to contend with, and it's a part of a global market, so it's always going to be subject to cycles up and down. But I think we've got the fundamentals right in terms of demand. It's a growing market and will be for the long term. But I think everyone knows you've got to stick through it through the different cycles that you have to face.
How are you feeling about the future though today? Are you revising downwards your growth projections?
Not because of this particular announcement. I think the challenges of pricing at the moment have been wearing on everyone in the industry, and with the weather conditions hadn't helped the farmers through the last few years. But I think we'll see it fairly steady, and we might see declines depending on the pricing that cattle are going for in the market. But in the long term, it's one of those businesses that we see as being essential for meeting the demand, particularly Asian growing demand for protein. So we don't see that going anywhere anytime soon.
But in the short term, are you predicting more pain on the horizon?
Yeah, look, I think we'll see in the short term a little bit of a decline. But like I say, long term, every commodity we're seeing short term up and down, and live cattle's no different to that.
What other immediate implications does this planned restructure and exit of the live export business present?
I think the trade itself will stay. The opportunities, and it's a bit too early to tell, we're not sure of Elders' timeline, but certainly there's a lot of operators, specialist operators that have emerged into the market, and obviously we have larger operators like Wellard still in the market, so I think it's going to be over to them to look at the opportunity that this presents for them in terms of expanding their market share.
And your relationship with Elders, they have been not your biggest customer, but still a major player. They've got a 1/5 stake in what has been a burgeoning live export trade out of Townsville. What's the implications for the relationship going forward between the two of you?
Oh, look, I think it's going to be business as usual for their operations while they're restructuring their business. No change to that at all, and they'll still be a big part of the industry one way or the other, so I don't see relationships changing there at all.
And Renee Crosby, just going back to China, you mentioned how critical those health protocols have become in terms of a barrier to opening up the trade relationship, as predicted by the Agriculture Minister when he announced the free trade agreement more than a year ago now. What more needs to be done on that front to try and free up and overcome that particular hurdle?
I think it's going to be in demonstrating the ability to supply cattle there reliably, and there are very sound reasons and good reasons that the protocols are in place. We want to make sure that the reliability and the credibility of the Australian supply chain is maintained at all times. So I think the focus on protocols. There's the commencement of the exports, and they are happening. And once we see that continue for a long enough period of time, we'll hopefully see Northern Australian cattle having more exports to China as well.
So in your eyes, it's a challenge as much for the industry as it is for the federal government?
Oh, for the entire, yeah, everyone involved in the supply chain, like any entry into new markets. There's a lot of people involved in it, and everyone's doing their bit, and I'm certain in time we'll see that market grow considerably.
Are we getting closer to overcoming the health protocol than we were, say, a year ago?
Yeah, for sure. You see everybody participating at all levels to try and make sure that that works. And, it's a big industry and it's a complex industry, so everybody's sticking with it. And I think everyone sees the opportunity that there is there on the horizon. So, yeah, it's certainly a long-term trade plan that everybody's got their eye on.
So what would you say to any producer who may have been looking at the news and trying to process what this means for their own business? Are you kind of indicating that the Port of Townsville is there for the long haul?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you're reading to and look at what elders are actually saying, they believe strongly in the industry, and this isn't about them losing any confidence in the industry itself. It's about where they align their priorities within the business. So they'll still be heavily involved in coordinating the acquisition of cattle that's required for live export.
Renee Crosby from the Port of Townsville, thanks very much for your insights on the Rural Report this morning. We do appreciate it.
No problem at all. Thanks, Charlie.